Incautious pups suffered frostbitten muzzles. Fear glimmered in the eyes of the wise as they bent their toothless heads together by the fires and muttered of signs and evil portents. The Sagan, the wisest of the wise, burned incense and made sacrifice daily. All the time she was awake, her shaky, pain-deformed old paws wove powerful fetishes and banes to mount over the entrances to the log houses. She commanded ceremonies of propitiation. And the wind continued to blow. And the winter grew more cold. And the shadow of fear trickled into the bravest of hearts. Huntresses found unfamiliar meth tracks just a few hours away from the packstead, up near the boundary with the LASP hunting grounds. They might have been made by LASP huntresses ranging out of their territory, seeking what small game did not hibernate. But the snow held no scent. Fears of the worst became haunting. Could it be that savages from the north were scouting the upper Ponath already? Remnants of an old fire were found at Machin Cave, not far north of the packstead. Even in winter, only the brave, the desperate, or the foolish nighted over in Machin Cave. The LASP, or any other of the neighbors, would have traveled on by night, rather than have sheltered there. So the wise whispered, and the huntresses murmured to one another. Those who knew the upper Ponath knew that darkness dwelt within Machin Cave. 2. Marika, Skiljan's pup, reached her 10th birthday during the worst of winters, when the fear lurked in the corners of her dam's log house, like shadows out of the old stories the old females no longer told. She and the surviving pups of her litter, Kublin and Zamberlin, tried to celebrate the event in traditional pup fashion, but there was no breaking the gloom of their elders. Skits drawn from folklore were customary, but Marika and Kublin had created their own tale of adventure, and over the protests of conservative Zamberlin, had rehearsed it for weeks. Marika and Kublin believed they would astonish their elders, Zamberlin that they would offend the hidebound wise. In the event, only their dam proved insufficiently distracted to follow their story. All their expectations were disappointed. They tried flute and drums. Marika had a talent for the flute, and Zamberlin enthusiasm on the skins. Kublin tried to sing. One of the old females snarled at the racket. They failed to stop sufficiently soon. Skiljan had to interpose herself between the old female and the pups. The pups tried juggling, for which Marika had an exceptional talent. In summertime, the old females always watched and cooed in amazement. She seemed able to command the balls in the air. But now, even their dam showed no interest. Desolate, the pups slinked into a corner and huddled for warmth. The chill was as much of the heart as of the flesh. In any other season, their elders would have snapped at them, telling them they were too old for such foolishness. In this dread season, the old ignored the young, and the young stayed out of the path of the old, for tempers were short, and civilization's edge lay very near the surface. A meth who slipped over could kill. They were a race with only the most tenuous grasp on civilized behavior. Marika huddled with her littermates, feeling the rapid patter of their hearts. She stared through the smoky gloom at her elders. Kublin whimpered softly. He was very frightened. He was not strong. He was old enough to know that in the hard winters, weakling males sometimes had to go. In name, the log house was Skiljan's log house, for Marika's dam, though she shared it with a dozen sisters, their males, several older females, and all their pups. Skiljan commanded by right of skill and strength, as her dam had before her. She was the best huntress of the pack. She ranked second in physical endurance and strength, and first in will. She was among the smartest Degnan females. These being the qualities by which wilderness meth survived,